Chapter 25. God is all. I am the answer to every problem, the fulfillment of every desire. This is true and certain since our own being is God, and since our own being constitutes our security in all good. God is neither a personal nor an impersonal being separate or distinct from our self with a capital S, but the self of everyone. The knowledge of our oneness with this all-sufficient and all-sufficing God being constitutes our perfect and complete solution to problems of every kind, to every emergency, demand, or need. When we are fully wedded to our almighty, omnipotent being, accepting ourselves to be the very truth instead of an aspiring student, the dynamic original instead of a lifeless reflection, omniscient mind instead of incompetent man, then we shall experience no sickness or limitation of any kind. For they are not in the house of the Lord. As our awareness becomes more and more clarified and transparent, and we sing and soar, we shall be the living proof of the great realism. God is all. Considering one infinite mind alone, it is easier for us to adopt the vision of immaculate and irresistible perfection as always present and intact in everyone. It seems natural for us to say that man sins, is sick, incapable, and utterly worthless. But raising our vision from man to mind, how much more natural to confess the impossibility of us as mind to see or feel other than the perfect continuous supply of good in everything and every way. We know that the One does not see evil or lack of any good, nor is there any circumstance, thought, or thing which can influence or persuade mind to do so. Mind is ever consciously aware of its irresistible and all-harmonious action and expression, and it includes all being. Identified with the divine, everyone loves the eternal good, nor is anyone seeing or experiencing a lack of any kind. Nothing exists to oppose its harmonious action and expression in every direction. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. 1 John 1 verse 5. Mind is the conceiver and the thing conceived, and it includes all ideas and identities. Admitting only the one thinker and thinking, we are bound to express the very life which mind is, that life of wholeness, harmony, and success, and live in the universe of joy, peace, and delight, the universe wherein there is no darkness at all. Wedded to the One and no other, we are able to transmit this glorious and emancipating message to receptive hearts everywhere. And when called upon to help, we should see mind, not man, mind perfect in every thought and action, since there is no reality except that of harmony and perfection. We should perceive mind to include everyone, thus everyone to be this consciousness and no other. Truly, then, we are worshiping a God who, to us, is all. When we behold Jesus as the truth and life, instead of a particularly good man, naturally we shall discern that in order to be like him, we must be identically the same. In John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, we find the eternal promise of the Christ, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. This Comforter is the direct perception or spiritual realization that we are the truth. Then we know that we are not an image, a man, or a reflection, but pure consciousness, which is the I or God. This Comforter is the very spirit of Jesus' teaching, which comes to you and to me, bringing us into the conscious awareness of the perfect self or Father state, to be intact in us all, here and now. Lifting our vision above mortals and humanity, we simultaneously lift it above states and levels of consciousnesses, and admitting one state as the all and only, We see all as in and of perfection and none outside of it. We are the one mind beholding itself as the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Acknowledging the one consciousness to be perfect and to include all, we no longer deal with humans nor personalities, nor consider how to heal, educate, or regenerate them. If we are to love everyone, then it is imperative that we see them as they truly are and in no other fashion. Any view contrary to this is a compromising one and is beholding as through a glass darkly. In order to see face to face, we must turn from the double vision which permits of God and man, life and death, abundance and limitation, consciousness and mortal mind. Reader, are you willing now to forsake all thought and talk of planes, states, and realms in order that you may see and accept the one state only, the Father reality, present and intact, our very self and being? Verily, for us to exist at all, we must be and are the one life, the one thinker, the one mind as the whole. As such, we have inspiration, revelation, and true thinking. We know that the world within us is without evil of any kind. Listen closely. If God is there where you are, then all good is there where you are, health, harmony, activity. If God is there where you are, then true and right thoughts are there where you are. Fearlessness, power, receptivity. If God is there where you are, then peace and understanding are there where you are, happiness, blessedness, security. If God is there where you are, then indivisibility is there where you are, oneness, allness, I am-ness. If God is there where you are, then nothing opposing him is there where you are, nothing contrary to him is there where you are, nothing unlike him is there where you are.